Hey, we're talking to Georgiana Donatio, Dr. Georgiana Donatio this morning, the award-winning author of the book Changing Behavior. Hey, in America, in our society, we have an innate need for justice. Why is that?
Well, justice is actually part of the whole survival and order to live in a society that actually works and that we can be productive and we can live in. Without justice, we have violence. And without justice, what you have is illness and frustration and war. So justice is built into primates, and there are many studies, especially by the absolutely brilliant researcher out of Holland, who did this amazing work called The Pillars of Society, where the study shows that fairness is and justice is one of the most important components, not only to human beings, but to all primates. They did studies with chimps and monkeys. They also did a lot of studies with babies that show that people have an innate and strong desire to see fairness. And the studies will blow your mind. You can go on TED. You can read about these wonderful studies, and you can, watch these videos that show very clearly how fairness operates and why it's so incredibly important to all of us.
All right. Let's just talk about justice in major events. My mom's watching the Jody Arias trial. We got Trayvon Martin recently, the IRS scandal. It's all about us justice in the major news events every day now, isn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Is that normal?
Well, of course it's normal. The work of Dr. Franz De Waal, he's one of the TED speakers, a very brilliant researcher. They show very, very clearly that when something happens to the collective norm, in other words, somebody gets away with something, somebody murders somebody, somebody hurts somebody, somebody mm-hmm. lies and cheats, the great yeah. Ponzi scheme. What that does to all of us is it screws up the order. It screws up the security, the stability, and the survival adaptation need to have a sense that there is a right and a wrong and things proceed in an appropriate way. So it's not some arbitrary reaction. Why do people react to these things? Why do people, there's violence and there's rioting and all this other stuff? Because people are angry. They're angry because they're frightened, and they're frightened, appropriately so, when your government, when Wall Street, when these big organizations that we depend on for our livelihood, when we depend on for our survival, when they start messing up and they start doing these very unjust things, they're not doing it to one person. They're not doing it in isolation. They're doing it to us as a collective. And I just have to throw this in because I know we don't have a lot of time. If you look at the disease cancer,
yeah.
What it is you have a few opportunistic cells that decide that they want all the nourishment and the nutrition that's in the body for themselves. And what they do is they start to take it and, use it up from everything else that is going on around them. Ultimately, they make the host sick and they kill the very host that they're living off of. There is something inherently bad about injustice when some people are taking or getting or doing and other people, are not having that same kind of equity. So it's really a matter of mutuality. That's what we look for in our society: fairness, mutuality, and justice. Without that, we have a world in chaos. And all we have to do is look around now and see just how chaotic our world is. Our society is out of control, and we're not going to fix it by passing laws. We're not going to fix it by throwing money at it. We're going to fix it by looking at, the integrity and the morality of our government and the society that we live in. And that is the bottom line.
We're talking to Dr. Georgiana Donatio, the award-winning author of Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn Proven Communication Skills. It's available all over the place, wherever anybody wants to get it.
No, you can just get it from Amazon, and the book is all about how we as individuals can change. We can take control of our lives and our behavior, and we can make not only ourselves happier and healthier, but we can make a better world. So Changing Behavior, for anyone who really wants to take control and make a difference in their life and in the lives of the people that they love.